Today we're going to be talking about a big event that is happening at a new location. It's the annual Big Free Community Picnic, and it's Wednesday, August 5th, and I've had the privilege of volunteering to be your voice at that event the past two summers. And so today in our studio, we have Corey Anfinson, Jenna Moran from Encourage, as well as Jamie Yostet, a community volunteer. So with that, I think I got everybody's name right.
Very good.
Impressed, Carl.
Okay, thank you. That's why you guys put me at the microphone at the community picnic.
Hey, we'll put you at the microphone if you can guarantee no pop-up thunderstorms. Then.
I'll try that.
How does that sound?
I'll do that. Why not? Make sure you get that little microphone right there. There you go. Perfect. Okay, but first off, before we just had another event that you were involved with, in a way, the Teen Fireworks Committee did a fabulous job raising funds for what was a spectacular 4th of July fireworks pyro musical in downtown Wisconsin Rapids. I heard raves from a whole lot of people, but I always love it when I hear from people from out of town or from bigger areas where they go, they did this in a city this size? And I tell them, well, we raise funds for it. Mm-hmm. The community gets behind it. You guys do things like that? Yeah, that's what we do here. And I mean, they were just, people in the place was packed and nobody got stupid, as I like to say. People had a good time and enjoyed the day, enjoyed the fireworks show and each other's company, and just so I wanted to congratulate the Teen Fireworks Committee, and hopefully people were putting money in their buckets as they were going through the crowd.
They were.
Okay, yes. Go. And if you didn't get a chance, I didn't see that, you can donate throughout the year. Every time you buy cotton candy at the Rafters game, you donate to that fund.
Our very own Busy Carol Davis.
yes. So if the kids want cotton candy when they're with Roscoe P. Rafter, make sure to get some. But also, you could just write a check or drop off cash at the Encourage Community Foundation office and say, our family had a wonderful time with the 4th of July fireworks, and here's a donation toward next year's show. Correct?
Absolutely.
Okay. So let's talk about the community picnic. In the past couple of years, it's been at Lake Wasecha,
yep.
Red Sands Beach. It was announced, and if you missed it, it's moving downtown.
Yes.
And it coincides kind of, in a way, and you can correct me, but it sounds to me almost like you're trying to make the community picnic kind of like kickoff of the actual construction work.
Well, it'll be about a month before that.
But people can get a chance to see the Tribune building and go, okay, that's what they're going to be working on.
Yes, and I think you can expect some renderings from our partners at Concordia with what the spaces will look like, so that'll be something fun to look at. Like you said, in the past 3 years, the PIC was at Red Sands, Lake Wasecha, and that was wonderful, and our partnerships with Wood County Parks and Forestry and City of Grand Rapids were wonderful. Unfortunately, it was kind of reaching capacity at the park, so given the current interest and investment in downtown, we decided to bring it down there.
I know the Mayor Verwink of Wisconsin Rapids is very excited because this gets into the whole discussion of what do we do with the downtown and all the other. There was just at last week's Lunch by the River renderings from the consultant looking at the riverbank.
Yes, those
and all
were
the
so beautiful.
And so there's a momentum that's been building, and the community's gotten involved, and they want to stay involved. And I know that was one of the things Encourage wanted with this Tribune Building project, that it wasn't just going to be a beginning and end, that it was actually a start of something bigger.
Yes, absolutely.
The Tribune is really the spark to get people excited about our downtown and rejuvenating it. So it's a great opportunity to host the community picnic with people already having that spark and that interest in the downtown, as well as the city really being excited as well. And if you were at Lunch by the River and saw those renderings, those were fabulous too. So we can look forward to our downtown really coming alive in the next couple of years, which is exciting.
And the mayor included them in his weekly email report to the residents. And if you want to get on that list, just contact City Hall Hall, and you can get on the mayor's. It's a free thing. You don't get no, but you get his report, and you'll see those drawings and the like. But we're talking about, you know, a picnic like this. First off, how are you going to situate everything? Has that been determined? Everyone's been asking.
It has
me.
Been determined and redetermined a few times.
Okay.
But I believe we've come to a final layout.
Okay, give us an idea, because I want to talk to our volunteer here.
All right, sounds good. So we'll start with First Avenue South, and that will be from West Grand to about Johnson Street will be all the food and our food partners from the community. And then further down First Avenue South will be a bunch of seating so you can really utilize the beautiful views of the river and enjoy that while you're eating and hopefully meeting some new neighbors. That's one of the things we ask.
That's
the only thing we ask.
Sure. Yeah, we kind of considered it. What would you do at a family reunion? You know, you're meeting people that you maybe have never met before, and you're introducing yourselves, and you should, you know, have some fun doing that.
Yeah. And then on Johnson Street, there will also be some more seating, and there will be kids' activities in the parking lot nestled right into the Tribune Building. Also, farther up Johnson Street toward 3rd Avenue, there will be a fire engine for kiddos to enjoy and look at, and, yeah, lots of food and fun, and there's going to be music on that paved patio area by the water, and
really
just a bunch of entertainment for everyone to enjoy.
Okay, okay. Is that where I might end up? Is that where the announcing station is going to be?
I would, yes.
Okay. I'm just trying to get this in my head so I can, again, folks, this is Wednesday, August 5th. What's the timeline for starting it?
4:30 p.m.
Okay,
and
so
it goes until 8 p.m.
So it's 4:30 to 8.
Mm-hmm.
That night, and we're going to have a beautiful night. We can enjoy a beautiful sunset and each other's company and great food and everything. Who are some of the food vendors you've gotten?
Well,
we're still working on that.
We have a lot lined up, but until they're 100%,
okay,
it's hard to say. We're at like a solid 95% right now.
Okay. What if there's a
local
provider or local grower who would like to get involved and said, hey, I just found out about this, and I got a great crop of whatever I'd like to donate to the picnic. Who would they contact?
That would be Linda Schill or Sarah Saluski. You could also just contact Courage.
Okay. And the number, of course, is 715-423-3863. Now, we have a community volunteer.
Hello.
Hi. Jamie Yestet. And, okay, so your thoughts about this picnic and this party. What excites you as a volunteer?
Well, my family and I have been coming since it began and realized how crucial it is to have the community involvement in order to keep the picnic running and to keep it as much fun and loud and huge, you know, as it is. And so I just thought I would do my part and pitch in. And when it comes right down to the logistics of it, there is plenty of time for you to volunteer before, like the first shift, second shift, and still enjoy the picnic with your family, which is what's really important. It's not that they're asking you to help out for the entire time, just sort of a little snippet of it so that you still have time to enjoy just kind of hanging out too afterwards.
Yeah, you can still, you'll be able to eat, you'll be able to enjoy the goodies or take a walk along the riverfront, mm-hmm, or whatever with your family and let the kids play. What we need are people to volunteer for particular jobs. My job is just making a periodic announcements or introducing musical acts and letting people know, okay, you go here, you go here, or whatever needs to be announced. That's my talent. That's what I bring to the table. You might have a different talent.
Yes.
You might be great at prep or food prep. Mm-hmm. You might be great at helping direct people. And then, of course, we want to use the site, leave the site in even better condition than when we found it. You know, you clean it up after the party.
We actively seek cleanup and setup help as well as the 4 to 6 and the 68.
Okay, so what time is setup for everything?
Setup this year, we have a shift available at 1 o'clock. However, we are bringing some folks in at noon because right at noon we're going to be getting set up with tables and chairs, as well as Harold Altenberg will be there again ready to roast his famous corn. So we're very excited to welcome him back.
I'm excited to know that tradition is continuing.
Oh, there's never a lack of corn. Got to have have the corn.
That's one of my favorite treats at the picnic.
Mine too. So we will be setting up in the afternoon, but that shift, if you sign up for setup, it would be from 1 to 4 o'clock. And then the evening shifts, we have a shift from 4 to 6 p.m., and then a shift from 6 to 8 p.m., and then we also have cleanup. So if you're coming and you're volunteering from 4 to 6, we hope that you would stay after your shift and enjoy the food and the entertainment that's provided between 6 and 8. Or if you're volunteering from 6 to 8, you can enjoy the festivities before the picnic starts. But many hands make light work, and we are definitely in need of volunteers. We're looking at having at least 125 to 150 volunteers needed this year.
So folks, do they call the Encourage phone number?
Certainly. They can call the Encourage office, or they can go to the Encourage website, and they could also register right online, which is the easiest way to volunteer. All volunteers would be able to select their shift preference, as well as a training opportunity, because we like to make sure that our volunteers have all the information before they show up to the event, so we offer a training for them. And then we also provide a T-shirt for them to wear during the event, and it's a really nice shirt that they could wear afterwards as well.
Oh, that's cool.
It's fun seeing those shirts out and about in public after the picnic, too.
Will I get one?
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
Okay. The website is Encourage, and remember, Encourage is spelled with an I. EncourageCF.org. And for those of you who are new to the community who thought that maybe somebody didn't know their English, the idea behind Encourage, it's two words. I-N as an inclusive for the entire community, and courage to change or move forward. Got it? Do I have?
That was beautiful.
Thank you. So that's the significance. And if you ever see a visitor wondering why the spelling, you can now you know. How big is your family?
We have two children, two little girls, 4 and 6.
Oh,
so
boy.
They're talking about the cotton candy since last year. I said, what about the music and the clowns?
What
and
about the corn?
The inflatables? And, yeah, all of the different things, but they are just going to make a beeline right for the cotton candy.
The reason I ask this, how important is it for a young family to have, in these economic times, an organization like the Encourage Community Foundation and all the assorted businesses?
Mm-hmm.
And we have to give a shout out to mm-hmm. all the assorted businesses.
Absolutely.
who say, hey, we're going to provide either volunteers, we're going to provide product or whatever, money. Mm-hmm. How important is that for you to have this opportunity for your family to enjoy a free picnic?
Right. Well, we moved to the area about 5 years ago, and all of the opportunities that are here for young families that are free events, things like this, are just amazing. And we have never been in any other community that has this many opportunities for young families to come on out and enjoy the community, get to meet other people, and just kind of have fun in your city. So it's so important, especially, for our family. We love activities and things. So this has just been a great event and something we look forward to every year.
Where did you move to? Move from, I should say.
We used to live in Auburndale. I was a teacher up there for years, and then we moved here. But I'm originally from southern Wisconsin.
Okay.
And even down there, you think, the big cities down there, they would have a lot of things. But really, it's unmatched, for the opportunities we have here.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because a lot of times we hear there's nothing here for young mm-hmm. families or young and hogwash. But we need to get the word out, maybe in a better way. So having you, a mom,
right,
as a community volunteer, mm-hmm. you can give the rest of us input on, hey, here's how we need to communicate.
Yes.
Obviously, social media
right.
is a big thing
yep.
nowadays.
No.
Yep.
Okay. Well, that was something we were working on, too. Part of the Tribune process is just trying to get together some sort of one place that everybody can go and figure out what is going on in the city. So definitely looking forward to that down the road. So
okay. But again, what we need right now are volunteers. And you don't need to spend a lot of time, but you're going to have fun. Believe me, because once the event starts, or as the prep work begins, the excitement builds, and you're going to have fun. And it's a lot of fun to volunteer and help out. And you're going to meet a whole bunch of great new people, And you'll probably make some new friendships. I would imagine you have made some friendships with other families.
Oh, yes.
Through these events,
yep.
Like the community
picnic. Definitely. Most definitely. And we met someone from my daughter's school last year, actually, and we became friends and have kind of been hanging out since the picnic last year.
Okay, so. That's what we want to see happen.
That's what it's all about.
Yep.
We want you to come to the picnic and have fun and... But meet somebody. Meet somebody new. Don't be sheltered. Nobody's gonna bite. and introduce yourselves and get involved with one another.
And a really easy way to meet someone is to volunteer.
That's the easiest
way. Then you know you'll meet at least 150 other people.
Yeah, yes. And so we want you to get online at encouragecf.org or you can call 715-423-3863. 3863 and volunteer to help out at the community picnic, which is August 5th, 4:30 to 8 p.m. It's moving to the downtown. Downtown Wisconsin Rapids will be a hopping place on Wednesday night, August 5th. We want you all there, and we especially want some help. And we're previewing the Big Free Community Picnic, which is moving to downtown Wisconsin Rapids, Wednesday, August 5th, 4:30 to 8 p.m. And what we need are volunteers. In the studio from Encourage are Corey Anthonson and Jenna Moran. And we have Jamie Yestet, a community volunteer who's been volunteering at the picnic. And she'd like to meet some new volunteers so she can get, you and her family and your family can get together and become buds. Okay, so let's clear up everything. How can people volunteer?
People can volunteer by calling Encourage with the number you've given, 715-423-3863. They can also email volunteer@encouragecf.org. There's not yet a link on our website. Okay. However, we will take care of that today.
Okay. So just email volunteer@encouragecf.org, and they'll get in touch with you. And again, you're not being asked to volunteer that whole time, but they're going to be set up starting at noon and stuff to do during the picnic and then stuff after the picnic. And I know I've even helped out with some of the other stuff while I'm there doing announcing and what have you. I mean, it's actually an enjoyable experience. You're going to have fun, and you're going to have time to enjoy the picnic. Don't
yes.
worry. You'll get well-fed.
Harold
Altenberg will have plenty of corn. and potatoes. And all the great food that we have. Anybody else that we want to give a shout out in terms of food that's provided, or you're still working?
We're still working to solidify those.
Okay, because I want to give, like I said, I want to salute the businesses mm-hmm. that are going to be helping out with this. And, of course, we already want to thank the City of Wisconsin Rapids, the Mayor's Office, and the Common Council mm-hmm. for their...
Finance and Property
for their approval of this event. And we invite all the folks who work in the city and alder persons to... come downtown and enjoy the picnic.
Along with all residents of Southwood County.
All residents of Southwood County. This isn't a Wisconsin Rapids only thing. So you folks in Grand Rapids, in Barron, in Port Edwards, Nacoosa.
Yep, I'm in Rudolph.
Rudolph, Rome.
Jamie's in Rome.
This is the Greater Rapids metro area. We want you all gathered down by the river in downtown Wisconsin Rapids on August 5th, 4:30 to 8. And you can volunteer from those areas, too. Also, age of volunteers. How old do you have to be a volunteer?
Volunteers just need to be 13 years old. So any junior high school students looking for some volunteer opportunities that are fun, this would be a great way to get some of those as well.
Yeah. If you need some volunteer credits for your graduation, what more fun are you going to have volunteering at a free community picnic?
Mm-hmm. And getting a really cool shirt.
Yeah. All of us volunteers are going to get a cool shirt.
Can eat cotton candy while you work.
That's right. And the dentists of Wisconsin Rapids area, thank you. What's your greatest, and like I said, Jamie is a volunteer, a community volunteer. What got you involved with volunteering? You mentioned all of the great things you've seen in this community for your family, free events. You wanted to give back.
Mm-hmm.
What have you gotten out of volunteering?
Well, like I mentioned before, just meeting new people. We were not originally from the area, so we didn't know anybody moving in. And coming out where there's a couple thousand people around definitely is a way to sort of bring people to you to meet them. And, you know, for our kids, too, to find new friends that aren't necessarily in their classrooms, you know, just getting out and working with them and things like that. So it's just, it's been great. And the picnic has led to other opportunities for volunteering as well, you know, through Encourage, some of the other fun events and things that they've had. So it's just been a great platform for me to sort of introduce myself into the community. So.
Okay, so there, we'd love to have your family involved and because this is a big family picnic. It says community picnic, but we're all a family. And so that's what we want. And this is part of the mission of Encourage, to encourage this kind of social interaction.
Yeah. We all share this beautiful place. We are fortunate to have wonderful assets here, and it's a way for us to celebrate those assets. And part of the assets that are in this community are the people. And what a great way for us to all come together and celebrate each other, celebrate the beautiful downtown, that gorgeous river that flows right through it that sometimes we forget that we're lucky to have. So this opportunity to move downtown has been wonderful.
Well, you know, that's what I heard during the 4th of July celebration, people who had never been. And I always listen, and I like to, you know me, I like to start a conversation with strangers. They're going, who the heck is this guy? But I, if they're looking confused, well, hey, well, welcome. And they're going, wow, what a beautiful riverfront. This is really a cool event. And they got lunch by the river, and this is all building on that. And as I said, this builds on, from the city of Wisconsin Rapids perspective, on their plans for building on the Tribune Building project and getting everybody involved with that in the downtown. So you said the kids, there are going to be plenty of family activities, so the little ones can, and there are going to be safe activities. I know some parents might, oh, they're down by a riverfront. Don't worry.
The activities won't be on the riverfront.
Right. They're going to be in a safe area. You'll have the bouncy house.
Yep, we'll have bouncy house. So, yeah, more kids' inflatables this year, just like previous years. Clowns, hopefully some face painting. A new addition, we'll be on the river, and unfortunately that doesn't allow for the ski shows that we've had in the past, so a new addition for the entertainment will be a petting zoo.
A petting zoo the Humane Society is bringing, or?
No, it's actually through the Municipal Zoo.
Oh, so the city got...
Yep,
so
we'll be having the woman who does the petting zoo.
Helen's Zoo House and stuff. Okay, cool. So a great photo op.
Oh, yep.
And so, and it celebrates maybe another asset that families don't know about is Helen's Zoo House at the city zoo, which has numerous free educational programs.
Yes, we just had one this week. Actually, it went really, really, really well, and it was a lot of fun. And I heard that people enjoyed actually not only seeing the animals that she brought, but they got to pet them as well, which was exciting. But we do have another opportunity. So if you've missed the other two events this summer, there is one more opportunity coming up at Helen's Zoo House, and that's going to be on Tuesday, August 11th. And it's going to be David Stokes Summer Wildlife Show, Nature's Biggest, Strongest, and Smelliest. So I don't know if that entices everybody to come out, but I'm sure the kids will enjoy it. But David uses songs, stories, and riddles and live animals and lets you get up close and personal with the wildlife. And again, that's on Tuesday, August 11th, and shows are at 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. And the summer zoo programs are no charge to the public and are supported by the Helen Mead Fund through Encourage.
Yeah. So, I mean, and that's... Have your children been involved?
We were there yesterday, yes.
What did the kids think?
They loved it. We had lots of pictures of them. They got to pet almost all of these different animals, and it was really the lady would, you know, put one finger up and you can touch them on their back, and now you can pet them with your whole hand, and so it was a good listening instructions for them too. So,
okay, real quick. Because of pre-construction work, the tour of the Tribune Building that was scheduled for tomorrow had to be canceled.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Anyway, is it going to be rescheduled?
So there are two more dates publicized right now, and that is Saturday, July 25th at 10 a.m., and the next one is Wednesday, August 12th at 5:30.
Okay. Okay. In the meantime, call Encourage, 423-3863.